You're giving up your right to trial at this time by doing so. Okay. And the landlord does not admit any of the allegations in the petition. However, they're agreeing to settle this case.
I don't have very good handwriting, what can I tell you? I know this comes as, would you like me to read it? Is that?
Respondents agree.
We're not going to engage in any conduct that could be, you know.
They agree not to engage in, so that's Joey and
Everybody, all respondents, yeah.
Not to engage in any of the alleged conduct, including threats of eviction.
Or racially
biased or accusation. You also agree not to engage in conversational conduct, and you are not admitting that you have done so. All parties agree not to knock on each other's door.
Late at night. Unless there's an emergency.
There is an emergency. You're agreeing not to prop the
building door open. Yeah. She's not going to prop that open either. I didn't put that in the stip, but she agreed to it.
Okay. You also agree that, but that should not be an issue
once
they have the key, right? Which is, I think, is the next paragraph.
Okay. The landlord will provide the extra key to the building door, and petitioner's roommate follows. Mm-hmm. When you'll provide a copy of his photo identification and $100 security deposit to secure the return of the key. Any future keys to
replace
the lost key will require a fee of
$200.
$200 plus another deposit. Can I get another deposit?
Because you gotta pay them to deactivate keys and stuff when you do that. Okay, it's the encouragement not to lose keys.
I don't think people plan to lose
keys. No, well, but some people are less responsible than others.
Have you ever lost
keys? And you know what? You learn your lesson after you do that. Right? It's like when you lose your credit card, you'll never do it again, you know, because the time you spend on the phone tracking it down is the worst thing in the world.
Okay, so everyone agrees to make a good faith effort to avoid any verbal confrontations or any conduct that might disturb, scare, threaten, or make the other party uncomfortable.
And then I footnoted it because we added some language that she requested later.
Okay. If there's an emergency.
Unless in case of emergency. They're gonna try to communicate in writing rather than talking to each other, unless they have to, right? Okay. In an emergency, they'd have to knock on her door because they can't, you know, there's a fire, there's
that
a leak.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Okay. And then there's a 12-month restoration provision.
If either party defaults on this agreement, you decide to restore it to the calendar. If you have to restore it, you can do an order to show up there in a second. Do you have any questions?
No. Okay.
Do you understand this agreement?
I don't.
These terms of statute of
limitations.
Yeah. Okay. Will anybody force you to sign this agreement?
No.
And you're doing this of your own free will and choice.
As soon as she provides the ID and the deposit.
I can provide it today at the building.
That's a good question. Why don't we go in the hallway when we're done and I'll call and I'll make that arrangement for you now.
Yeah, I can give it to the super, a copy. And
Does he live in the building?
He lives in the building.
Okay. I wouldn't know. Yeah. All right, let me, when we leave, I'll call right away and we'll set that up.
Okay, thank you. Right.
Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All right, thanks.
Every 14. 14 is the calendar. Well,